CNCFlare.com presents Two Cents Worth, a podcast on B2B sales and entrepreneurship. The one podcast that's not afraid to discuss real sales strategies with real entrepreneurs that produce real results.
Every day I'm hustling.
Here's your host, James Harper.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? Welcome back to the Two Cents Worth podcast. I'm your host, James Harper. I'm going to be riding solo here today because I want to discuss a topic that's really became very relevant to my sales cycle the last 6 months. And just recently, I've been mentioning this to a lot of my colleagues, a lot of our clients, and we've just gotten a ton of questions about this new outreach technology that, one, I think you should be utilizing. Two, maybe you can help me improve my sales process because there's some flaws in this new tech. And number three, it's effective. It works and it's unique and allows you to stand out, which, as you know, is very critical when it comes to the cold prospecting world. What technology am I alluding to? That's ringless voicemails, or as I like to call it, RVMs. A few months back, I was on Jason Bay's podcast, Blissful Prospecting, and one of the biggest responses from being on a guy like Jason's podcast that I got was actually about RVMs and ringless voicemails and how they worked. And Jason even had a ton of questions around it because it is a unique technology. So that's where I'm actually going to start. We're actually going to start talking about what exactly is ringless voicemail and why is it important to anyone really in the outbound sales world. Ringless voicemail is a really cool new technology. I think it's been around for a few years now. I just recently found out about it within this past year. And basically what it is it's a software where you can upload your entire contact cold call list, and the software will identify what numbers are connected to a voicemail. And it allows you to pre-record a message, kind of like a mass voicemail, if you will, to your prospects. And instead of your phone ringing, it just pushes a voicemail right to the system, which is really kind of cool. Now, why is that valuable? It's valuable because, one, you can hit a lot more people at scale. You don't actually have to spend time dialing. Obviously, it takes the fear factor out of the cold call, and it just allows you another tool in your tool belt, if you will, when it comes to your outreach, which is always critical. But the main reason that I really love this technology and I really was intrigued by ringless voicemails was because when we have a corporate number or a number that's tied to someone's office phone, we know that not only are they going to get a voicemail, they're going to get a voicemail recording to their email. So they're going to be notified multiple times. They'll be notified on their office line that they have a voicemail. Now, maybe people check that, maybe they don't. But they will get that Outlook voicemail message, that Gmail voicemail message that says, "Hey, Bob, you have a voicemail." And then you can just press play right there and hear the message. And then let's take it one step further. A lot of email systems are now transcribing those voicemails, so you don't even have to listen to it. You can just quickly read it, which makes it really interesting. So when we're sending an RVM, a ringless voicemail, we're actually hitting our prospect one time, but they're being notified 2 to 3 different ways, which I think really helps us stand out. It's unique. I don't think a ton of prospects are really looking at a random voicemail that shows up on their line as intrusive. So it can be really effective in that route. Now, although I love ringless voicemails and I've seen success with them, and I'm gonna talk about that in just a minute, there definitely are some flaws with the system, and this is where I would love your help. Let's figure this out as sales professionals together here. When you send out, let's say you upload 500 contacts to your voicemail system, which, by the way, RVMs are very affordable too. The software is really, really beneficial for the price. But anyways, let's say you upload 500 contacts to your system, and you all of a sudden push a voicemail to 500 different people's phones. One, that's insane. You're hitting all of these people literally in the span of a few minutes. Your phone blows up. One, they see the call number, so they just innately call you back. Some do listen to the voicemail, but frankly speaking, a lot of people don't. They just see that they have a missed call and they call you back. So it's like drinking out of a fire hose. The first time I did this, we only did it to 180 contacts. And I literally got 12 phone calls back the first hour. It was really insane, which is it's exciting, but it's definitely insane. So one of the flaws to the process, at least the process I've put forth, maybe you've done something that's more effective, is when you go ahead and you target a mass list of people, it's like drinking from a fire hose when they're calling you back all at the exact same time. So therefore, you're missing a lot of calls. You're not having those conversations that you're looking to have. You're having to mix and match the numbers after you receive the phone call and compare that to your spreadsheet to see is that number that just called you that you missed on your prospecting list, et cetera. Although that's some manual legwork, it definitely spurs engagement, which for me, engagement in the cold prospecting world is everything. Every conversation, every meeting set starts with some sort of engagement. So I'm really high at looking for engagement, especially when someone has no idea what you do or who you are. So the drinking out of the fire hose situation is it's kind of fun for me, frankly, but there's definitely better ways to do it. So one way that we're thinking about kind of refining our process, if you will, as a sales agency, we sell on behalf of our clients. So if I put a ringless voicemail in place for you on your behalf, I don't want you to get bombarded with 10 callbacks all at the same time and us miss some opportunities. So instead, we're having those callbacks actually go back to our SDRs, our cold callers, so they can field those calls and they can have those conversations and try to navigate a little bit of that onslaught of callbacks that you get right when you send a ringless voicemail. So I think there's definitely some work that needs to be done when it comes to refining how you field these callbacks from your prospects. With that being said, we've landed a lot of high quality leads from ringless voicemails. We have done the manual mix and match data. What I mean from that is if someone called me back, a prospect had called me back and I missed it, I'd look up that phone number, I'd compare it to our prospect list. We would see that 1 + 1 = 2. And then we would send that person a follow-up personalized email saying, hey, sorry, Mr. Call, left you a voicemail earlier. And it's really effective. Then when we reach out to our prospects, the second step to this process here is even if they don't pick up the phone, listen to your message and call you back, you now have a reason to email them and it's not completely cold. And the subject line should state, hey, just left you a voicemail. Well, one, they're more inclined to listen to the voicemail now. And two, now they're seeing an email that voicemail is from you. And maybe they don't call you back, but maybe they respond back to that voicemail. And you don't have to send that right away. You can send that the morning after, et cetera. So it's a little bit more intentional. And the process just isn't as crazy. So that's the problem with ringless voicemails that I think as sales pros, as this technology becomes more popular, it can definitely be refined. Now, what has the success been that I have personally seen when it comes to ringless voicemails? Well, like I said, as a sales agency, we're doing this on a monthly basis for a multitude of clients across the board. Personally speaking, we start every strategy with testing it on ourselves. And let me tell you, the first time that we did ringless voicemails, like I said, I got 10 to 12 callbacks right away, missed all of them right off the bat, except for one. But that one conversation turned into a quality lead and actually ended up being a proposal. Now, since we've been doing this with our clients, what we've been doing is, hey, we recommend you allocate 2 hours of desk time of where you're not going to be in a meeting on a Zoom call or on a phone call. So when we send out these ringless voicemails at 10 a.m. from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., you're able to field calls left and right. Now, what's unfortunate is you can be on the phone with a potential prospect and a few of them are trying to call you back at the same time. But all of our clients have seen, this is going to sound crazy, a 2 to 5% callback rate. Now think about that. If 2 to 5% of prospects responded to our LinkedIn outreach campaigns or our emails, we'd be in a damn good spot with our pipeline. Well, we've seen this happen. We've actually seen as high as a 8% callback rate with one of our campaigns in Texas, for whatever that's worth. So with that being said, I mean, you're going to get a ton of engagement. And like I said earlier, engagement is so, so important and critical when it comes to the outbound sales world. That's what we look for. We look for that engagement, see if there's some value we can add, see if there's something we can latch onto to kick that door open to hopefully set a meeting. And ringless voicemails gives you the opportunity to do that. So I just wanted to get on here, talk ringless voicemails. It's been one of the most asked about things that I've received here the past few months that definitely sparked up a little bit more when I was on Jason Bay's Blissful Prospecting podcast, which I absolutely endorse and you should check out. With that being said, thanks to everyone for tuning in today. If you like this podcast, please go ahead and rate us on iTunes. That means a lot to us. It allows us to get the word out there. If you're listening on Spotify or Google, Pandora, wherever you're listening, follow us. That just helps us get the word out there. And please tell a friend to tell a friend. If you know another sales professional that's in the cold prospecting, outbound sales world, send them a link to your favorite podcast. We appreciate it. As always, you can find me on LinkedIn or agencyflare.com. And if you want 4 high quality emails a year, that's right, 4 high quality emails a year about outbound sales and about just the state of sales when it comes to cold prospecting, go to outboundsalesreport.com and you are going to find just a great outbound sales report. We email that out quarterly. We don't sell you some bullshit online course. It's just packed with hardcore cold prospecting data and information and strategies that hopefully you can implement and capitalize on. Till next time, I will talk to you guys when I talk to you. Thanks.